This is Heather with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Eric Harbert. Eric's getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hey, Eric, how are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Eric, can you start out by telling us a little bit about yourself and your investing background and kind of how you've built up your real estate education?
Sure. So I'm originally from Colorado, just moved to Houston, Texas. Originally in Colorado, I had invested in a few flips. Once moving to Houston, I got together with my now business partner, and we started a small, basically flipping company. We haven't done much, but we have bought our first flip now through My House Deals, and we are moving on from there. A lot of the real estate education is just from what I've learned doing this original deal and a lot of research online and basically talking to people in the business already.
Okay, good. So you said that you're with a company currently. Are y'all full-time investors or part-time investors?
We are part-time investors. We do it on the side along with both of our full-time jobs.
Eric, what problem or need did you have that MyHouseDeals.com was able to satisfy?
Well, when we originally formed the company, we were looking for good deals in different places, and it was hard to come by or actually get one quick enough. A lot of times we'd see something that we would want, someone else would already buy it. Or searching through the different HARs and things like that, it was very hard to find a good investment property. MyHouseDeals really made it easy to actually just find one quickly, get into it, and then be able to purchase it. One of the other problems that we faced is not having the best properties to be able to close on. So before we found My House Deals, we actually tried to buy a townhome to do a flip on. Ended up falling out and not being a very good property either. So having a big selection as well as being able to move through them quickly very, very much helped us.
So before you came to us, what else did you try to solve that problem? You said that you looked on HAR, which is an MLS website. Were there other places that you looked to find properties?
We did actually contact a couple other real estate agents in the area that would show us a property or two, but nothing came of those either.
How did you go about negotiating with the seller when you did locate this property that you purchased? And did you do or say anything in particular that helped you get a good price?
So the property that we looked into was actually a rehab that had been foreclosed on. When we walked into it originally, part of the work had already been started, but nothing was completed, so it was in fairly poor condition. We had a full inspection on it and then talked to them and got them to drop the price down another $5,000 by the amount of work that it needed so that we had a good amount of profit margin in it.
Okay, good. When you did your initial analysis, how did you go about verifying that after repair value and the cost of repairs?
We actually used what the real estate company pulled, which was from their company on the last time they sold it. So we had comps for the entire area. They listed about five or six comp area houses, as well with our lender. They had to have a pulled comp list for it as well. And they had a inspector go out and give us a fair value after repair value.
And as far as the cost of repairs, did y'all do that yourselves, or did you use a contractor, or how did?
We did. We used mainly contractors, and it ended up being about $25,000, $26,000 in repairs.
How have you been able to find reliable contractors?
We actually use a couple things. Now, one of the good things, we'll kind of take a skip back. We use My House Deals to find our lender, which was Jet Lending or Jet Investor Lending. One of the things that Jet has is a preferred contractors list or a preferred help list. So that really helped us out. That got us started, as well as we used Angie's List to find a couple odd jobs and refinishing the bathtub and things like that. So between the preferred contractors list and Angie's list, it took care of all of our contractor needs.
Okay. So that sounded like those were lists that had kind of been reviewed by other people who had used them and were promising.
Exactly. It was stuff that everybody had already used, and they already weeded out the people that they didn't like and kept the ones that were good contractors and were suited to investors, not to the person that needs to come have their homework done.
Okay. Going back to financing, I know you just mentioned that a second ago. How did you finance your purchase, and would you recommend that to other investors?
Sure. So we used hard money, and it was great for us. The way that we set up the deal and everything, they not only loaned the amount of the purchase plus the repair costs. It is a little bit higher interest rate in the beginning and a little bit more points, but it's a lot easier to qualify for because it's based off of the after repair value instead of a credit-based loan like you would get from a mortgage company. I would say it's definitely a great thing to use if you don't have the private cash or if you don't have the money out of pocket, which we definitely didn't. We had the money to do the fixes and stuff, but not the be able to buy it out of pocket.
I'm going to ask you a question that a couple of investors have been asking me lately via the Q&A hotline. How did you approach the hard money lender whenever you decided that that's the avenue that you wanted to go? What did you take with you, and had you already found the deal?
So we knew that we wanted to purchase this house. We had already gone and checked it out, looked over it, found the deal online, decided it had a good spread on it. At that point, we went to them, contacted them, asked them what we needed to do to get qualified for their hard lending, and they sent us an application sheet. We went through the whole application process with them, at which point that they actually go out, inspect the house, and see if it does have enough profit margin in it for it to be a deal that they're willing to lend on. The basic idea with most hard money lenders is unless there's that spread there, they won't lend on that property, which is kind of a good thing because if they won't lend on it, it's not something that you want to buy.
So it kind of gives you some guidelines there to whether or not it's a good deal or not.
It does. The other great thing with Jet that we use is they have a private inspector that will actually come and look at your draws and walk the house with you to make sure all the repairs are going properly and make sure everything's done right. So it was kind of a heaven sent to have Jet come in.
So are you planning on selling this property, or are you going to rent?
We are selling it. We have it listed through a REMAX lister, which actually was a second part of Jet on their other side. One of the benefits that they gave us is because that we were doing the financing through them, they decreased our listing cost as an investment help. So they dropped an extra 1% off of the regular listing cost.
So you listed it with a realtor. Would you suggest that avenue for others?
One of the things that I would suggest, which we didn't do, next time that we do it, we will. The second that you buy the property, list it for sale by owner. One of the things that happened is there were properties around us for sale, and we kept seeing people stop by or look at the house and stuff, but we didn't have any way to contact them or let them know that it was for sale. And I think that we probably could have sold it earlier had we gotten that contact out without having the realtor involved even.
Okay, so you fixed and flipped this property, and I'm curious, do you focus more on buying, fixing, and reselling?
Right now we're doing the rehab, the fix and flip, just a quicker profit potential in the beginning. That's just to kind of get some cash flow coming in. Once we get that little base built up, we are definitely going to start holding and start getting rentals in play also. But same idea there is once we have a little bit of a capital build, we can use that to start buying rentals without having to pull money out of the company.
Eric, why do you think that you've been able to succeed as an investor while some others may struggle?
Perseverance. One of the biggest things you have to do is keep on going. Every rehab that I've seen or talked to anybody about is you do have those little issues, those little hiccups all along the way. Another hard thing is just finding the right lending and investors, or you know, having the money to do it. And if you have those in place, you just got to do it. Take that first leap.
Okay. What advice do you have that you'd like to share with others from your journey on your first deal here in Houston? And were there any mistakes that you made that you could prevent them from making?
Sure. One of the things that I like to tell most people that I talk to that want to do this, one of the things that we didn't do that I wish we would have is line up our contractors better. Have the contractors ready to go so the second you buy the house, they're already working on it. We bought the house, and then we started calling contractors, and that put us back a month to month and a half. Whereas had we done it the other way around, had the contractors contacted, the second we had the earnest money down, we could have had the contractors walk the house, known what they were needing to do, and then the day of closing or the day after closing, they could have been out there fixing the house. That would have cut in a month off of the turn time and a month of interest or holding costs. In our case, the holding cost per month was about $2,000. So it would have saved us a fairly large chunk of money by just planning ahead and making sure everything was in line.
Okay. Well, I think we have some really good tips here, Eric. Thank you so much for meeting with me today. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.